producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How you guys doing today? What? I know, it's one of those days where you're like, okay... Yeah, I know it's not the official start of the week, but kind of already into the week, kind of deep into the week, not seeing a lot of people come to work on time, a couple of my staff people late. I'm like, really, people? I'm dragging today. What is it? What's going on? I mean, you know, where's all the pep? I got to tell you, I think one of the number one complaints that people have, it's not depression. It's not back pain. It's I don't want to do it. We have a growing epidemic of, I just don't want to do it. And the reason why you guys are late to work, the reason why you're quitting your job, the reason why you're, you know, leaving your relationships is because I don't wanna has become a choice. I'm kind of getting sick of it. I see it with my kids. Like, is your homework done? No. Why? I don't want to do it. It's wanna, W-A-N-N-A. That's the syndrome. We're seeing. All right. Did you clean the dog poop? I don't wanna. What? You think there's a choice? I mean, when I grew up, there was no choice. Okay. You had to do your homework. You had to clean the toilets. You had to do chores. And not for money, not for an allowance. If you wanted to eat, you did it. Okay. You know, when we were old enough to hold a job, you know, and put money in the family pot, you just did it. And one thing nobody really talks about anymore, you know, and I don't want to put it under the term, under the umbrella of family values, but nobody teaches kids these are things you have to do. You just have to do them. And I'm starting to fall into that. You know, in the olden days, all right, I woke up, got up, worked out, whether I felt like working out or not, just something you have to do. Brush your teeth, wash your hair. Put your makeup on, get dressed, suck it up, put on the Spanx, get to work. You just have to do it. And I have to sit there in the morning, all right, like a lawyer does, convincing the jury, convincing these kids with dissertations on why they need to go to school. And when you say, look, you know, if you don't go to school, you'll fail, and then you won't be able to get a job. Okay, do you think that is an incentive? I mean, do you think that even scares them? I don't want a job. Are you telling me, Mom, that if I don't go to school, I could then stay in bed all day? Fine, bonus, I'll go with that. You know, same thing with people not showing up to work or coming to work late. I have such an issue, you know, as an employer, and I'm sure many of you guys do, with people doing their job and coming to work on time. And, you know, look, I love my staff, but many of them, well, you know, just kind of play me as long as they can. And the option, right, you know, I mean, if you have, if anybody, let's say, in the olden days, if you came in late, okay, the threat of losing your job was so horrifying that you wouldn't lose your job. You wouldn't, you know, you would make sure you showed up, etc. Well, now, no. I got choices. I don't have to go to work in the morning. I got choices. Well, what are your choices? One, I could call in sick. Okay, and I could use my sick leave. B, I could call out and use my vacation leave. C, I could get fired, but then go on unemployment. D, I could go to work, but act like I really don't want to be there or cough a lot, so the boss turns around and sends me home. And it, you know, it's very interesting to see all the choices that people get. And I'm not, you know, mad at any particular staff person. I'm not, you know, but it's, this is what the newer generation is living. This is the new environment, okay? You can't blame them. They have choices, and it's nice to have choices. I mean, you know, I'm not saying in the olden days, you know, getting up and working in a factory because that's where your mom worked and your dad worked and your grandpa worked. Okay, I don't want to live in days like that. I like the idea that you get to choose, you know, and be where you want, etc. But the problem is there are so many choices right now that I think a lot of people out there are not making a correct choice. And one such choice is going to work. I probably filled out maybe 5 or 6 FMLA forms yesterday, Family Medical Leave Act. And one person came back really upset because one of the family members she came in with, his FMLA was approved, but not mine. She goes, well, your handwriting was bad on mine. I go, lady, my handwriting is bad on everybody. Okay, my handwriting stinks all over. I don't do good handwriting on one. My handwriting stinks all over. Well, what it was is it was the excuse for the FMLA that she wanted me to use. The employer just wasn't buying it. Well, rather than the employer having to take on the liability of saying, I'm not going to give you an FMLA for that, they go, you know what, I don't understand what your doctor wants. So she brings it back and I go, look, you know, you don't have a serious medical condition. Okay, what you're asking me for your FMLA for is not serious enough. I mean, you know, I'm going to write it, you know, as legibly as I can. You could read this and give it back. But look, you know, maybe they're not going to accept it. But you see, it's another choice that people have. And trust me, it's a choice I want to be out there. I want people to be able to get FMLA. I want people to be able to take the time off that they need to. But again, when you are contemplating going to work, this is just another choice. I could use my FMLA. I could do this. I could do this. I could do this. And we're going to be talking more later this hour along with medical news, etc. But we are going to have to teach our children and teach the younger generation and even teach ourselves that all this laxity we've had with choices is going to come back and hurt us. Okay? You need to, when you work out and go on a diet, tell yourself there is no choice. There is no other option. I need to get up every morning and work out. There's no other way to do it. You got to get up and work out. I got to cut the carbs. I have to, you know, I mean, it's just yes or no, black or white. None of this, well, I could fudge here and fudge here. And we don't teach our kids that. We don't teach our, and, you know, I have the same conversation over and over again. You know, well, if you don't go, why do I have to not go to school? Why? What's going to happen to me? Well, I guess be arrested. Really, Mom, I'll be arrested. I don't even know what to say to them anymore. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no! interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Brazil has a new plan to fight Zika. And what they want to do is zap millions of male mosquitoes with gamma rays to sterilize them and stop the spread of the virus linked to thousands of birth defects. This is the Zika virus that has been anecdotally linked to microcephaly, which is a very small cranium, very small brain cavity for the brain to grow in. Babies are being born with neurological disorders, very poor prognosis. We're also seeing that the Zika virus could be linked to Guillain-Barré, which is a neurological disorder that where your body attacks your nervous system. So, you know, very serious virus, nothing to mess with. So, Brazil thinks it'll zap the male mosquitoes, okay? Called an irradiator, the device has been used to control fruit flies on the Portuguese island of Madeira. The International Atomic Energy Agency said on Monday it will pay to ship the device to Juazeiro in the northeastern state of Bahia. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing all these. As soon as the Brazilian government issues an import permit. All right. I don't know if I like this idea. They say it's a birth control method, the equivalent for family planning for humans. How many of you guys are willing to get zapped there? Really? All right. This is according to Dr. Kostas Bortzis, a molecular biologist with the IAEA's Insect Pest Control Laboratory. So Brazil is now scrambling to eradicate the Aedes mosquito that has caused an epidemic of dengue and more recently an outbreak of Zika. They say the new epidemic threatens to scare visitors away from the Rio 2016 Olympic Games in August. Now, we keep forgetting, because nobody is talking about it, how this problem might have started because we were messing around with the mosquitoes. Messing around with the mosquitoes back in 2012. So I don't know, guys. Every time man tries to interject, they really screw things up. Man or woman, I mean. Man or woman. You know what I'm saying? Human, okay? I don't want to blame this on the men. Brazilian nonprofit called Most Gamed will breed up to 12 million male mosquitoes a week and then sterilize them with the Cobalt 60 irradiator produced by Canadian company MDS Nordian. And the sterile males will be released into target areas to mate with wild females who will lay eggs that produce no offspring. So, we're still looking at the next generation. I gotta look up, how long does a mosquito, hold on a second, what is a mosquito's lifespan? Because I want to know what that, you'd think I'd remember from biology. Let me see if I can look up a mosquito lifespan. It doesn't say. Alright, hold on a second, we got mosquito life cycle. I need to teach you guys something anyway, okay? Okay, here we go, let's just stop for a second, let's learn about the mosquito's life cycle, here we go, okay? They call it the birth of a bloodsucker from megacatch.com. Alright, so, their life cycle is, I guess, days. They say they emerge from their cocoons, people mistake it for poo-poo, don't, and then they fly. Male mosquitoes last less than a week. Females, maybe a couple months. Huh. They don't travel much, not more than a mile, from the place where they're hatched, and their sole purpose seems to be laying more eggs to make more mosquitoes. They say a female can produce up to 500 eggs before she finally dies. I made 5 eggs already just starting this segment. And there's a, let me see, they say your blood helps mosquitoes perpetuate the species. All right, why? Well, they're going to talk about the life cycle. This is very good, okay? I'm learning it as you go. All right, there's 2,500 species of mosquitoes throughout the world, 150 of them in the U.S. Most common is the Culex pepins. The female mosquitoes of Culex and most other species will lay their eggs in 50 to 100 batches, often in tiny clumps about a quarter inch long. They float together on the surface of water like a raft, which is good because, you know, I'm afraid sometimes, you know, I'm going to be stuck in the middle of the ocean, you know, without a light. So, you know, swim where there's mosquitoes, at least you can jump on the raft. They make those deposits of water that collect in tree holes. Oh, that's where they, okay, so they make little deposits, okay? They even like a doggy dish. Some mosquitoes will lay mosquito eggs on moist, often flooded soil in anticipation of the next rise in water. The eggs can survive water, and they can, I guess, last through spring, summer rains. Females will deposit their eggs at night. They lay them about every third night, up to 3 times. I didn't know about this. Whoever studies mosquitoes, this is some cool stuff. Entomologists at Oklahoma State University report that the eggs are white when first deposited, and then they darken to near black within a day. Well, there's no sunscreen. Then they hatch in 1 to 3 days, depending on the temperature. Eggs left on soil, the moist soil, they could last up to a year until the ground is flooded again and then hatching. So I guess they need water to hatch. Once the eggs hatch, then come the mosquito larvae. Now, the mosquito larvae is the cute little baby stage of the little babies. All right, so you got the little baby stage. The larvae are aquatic, and these mosquito larvae feed on algae, bacteria, and other microorganisms. They say some mosquitoes will even eat each other. They spend most of their time hanging upside down on the surface, sucking in oxygen from breathing tubes located on their tails. So I don't get, are they like fish then? I mean, are they taking in the oxygen? I'm guessing they're taking the oxygen from the air. Anyway, so they basically sit there and do the backstroke. Maybe that's why they mate all the time, you know? They just, you know, are lying there looking like little hussies. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. They're often called wigglers because that's how they move in the water. They're a little wiggle. And they propel themselves with a frantic twitching motion. The mosquito larvae is vulnerable to predators such as fish and birds. They sound juicy. I mean, you know, any larvae, it sounds like it's juicy and meaty, a lot of protein in there, maybe some carbs and stuff. All right. So, anyway, I guess a New South Wales Department of Natural Resources say they're hairy. Calls them hairy maggots with siphons. That's when they're in the larvae stage. They are cold-blooded. They need to rely on external heat sources to warm their bodies up. The warmer it is, the faster the mosquito larvae will grow. Most of these larvae develop about over a week or so. Then they shed their skin, which is called molting. And I guess they do it four times before they become a mosquito pupae. Pupae, poop puppy. Ah, little puppy! The molting stages are called instars. Sorry, there's some typos on this. By the fourth one, each one mosquito larvae is about a quarter of an inch long. Now they got to get ready for their big debut. Oh, this is so exciting, little baby. So the mosquito poopies, called tumblers, they don't feed. In fact, they don't do much of everything, but they swim around on the water. They call it the teenage stage. So they probably backtalk to their moms, and they don't do their homework. They have short, curved bodies with a large head, and then they got little flippers for swimming at the other. They're lighter than the water, so they live on the surface, and they have to take in oxygen from time to time through these little breathing tubes, but now they're called trumpets. If you disturb a mosquito poopy, it will tumble down to the safety of deeper water, and eventually, boop, float back to the surface. You know, my kids do that. I'm like, guys, we got chores. They hide. They sink down with their little poopies, right? They sink down into their room and they hide until I leave. And then they come out going, huh, what? I was taking a nap. I need that for my growth spurt, Mom. And then let me see what happens. Okay, so they're vulnerable to birds and fish. They're also vulnerable to people. And then they put an oily substance in the water. And a mosquito pupa will be unable to break through to get oxygen. So they're inside their cocoons. And then they start to develop into the flying insects. It takes about 4 days, depending on the temperature of the water. Again, the better the temperature, the quicker they cook. Once the pupal tissue has developed into adult mosquito form, the adult uses air pressure to split the cocoon and emerge. Probably gas, you know. And then the new mosquitoes rest on the surface. And so the eggs still deposit. I think they're still laying eggs. Then their wings dry out, their bodies harden, and then they get up and they go. Now they're ready to mate. Okay? I know. Okay. Anyway, adult mosquitoes are made up of a head and two large compound eyes. Very sexy. A thorax and a pair of scaled wings, but they got six legs. And then they have antennae and a proboscis. My guess is proboscis is, yeah, we can't talk about that on air. All right, so anyway, they do the la-di-da-di-da, and male mosquitoes live for 3 to 5 days. Females tend to mate only once, but live a lot longer. And then mosquitoes are on the hunt for blood. Whew, blood suckers. All right, did you guys learn a lot about mosquitoes? I hope you did. I did. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I just got to see my hubby. Oh, my hubby's so handsome! See? Now I know why mosquitoes like to mate all the time. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Ebola. Remember there was a British nurse who had an Ebola and had to be hospitalized again? I'm hearing she's back again in the hospital. She's an Ebola survivor. A Scottish nurse who had contracted Ebola 14 months ago. She has been in the hospitalized now for a late complication from the original infection. Pauline Caffrey has been admitted to London's Royal Free Hospital due to a quote-unquote late complication from her previous infection by the Ebola virus. The hospital did not specify when she was admitted, but the nurse will be treated by the hospital's infectious disease team under nationally agreed guidelines. We don't know what the complication is. Cafferty was previously readmitted to the hospital in October when they called it a late complication. Dr. Michael Jacobs, who was a specialist in infectious disease at the London Hospital, later clarified that her complication was meningitis, not a relapse of Ebola. They say this is the original Ebola virus that she had many months ago, which has been inside the brain, replicated at a very low level, probably, which has now reemerged to cause this clinical illness of meningitis. This is what Jacob said last year regarding the October complication. Really nice, young, pretty nurse. I mean, it stinks when you see people get hit by this and, they just don't seem to go on with their lives. Cafferty recovered from the meningitis and was released in December. All right. She contracted Ebola, however, when she was working in Sierra Leone back in December 2014. She didn't know that her own life was at risk until she got ill after she returned to the UK later that month. She was diagnosed with Ebola, was moved for intensive treatment to the Royal Free Hospital, which has an isolation unit with a tent, controlled ventilation set up over the patient's bed. At one point during the stay, they said that the condition was gradually deteriorating, and then she was in critical condition, but thank God she was able to rebound, then later able to go home. Now, to recap, okay, Ebola basically started back in 2014, and so I think it was ground zero in December of 2014. And so more than 10,000 people have died from the outbreak since. The CDC announced that a newly developed vaccine was highly effective, could help prevent the spread of Ebola, and the Ebola virus found in male survivors 9 months after symptoms in sperm and semen, etc. So when we look at Ebola, we like to tell you you're out of the woods, but if they found that it could still live in the blood or it could still live in the semen or it could hide out in certain areas, we have to be extremely cautious. Now, what stinks about this is we have no idea what happened with her, and here she is back in the hospital a third time and for a possible complication. Now, I mean, could she be in the hospital just because she is, I mean, you know, people go to the hospital all the time. You know, gallstone, appendicitis, ovarian cyst rupture. So there's a variety of things people could go to the hospital for. But if this is, again, dealing with her Ebola, we need to have a much different approach on how we deal with people that have overcome, survived, and recovered from it. Remember, there was a gentleman where he had the most horrible eye infection ever, and then they found that it was Ebola in his eye. It had traveled to his eye and then decided to reactivate there. The one thing I think many scientists can agree upon is this Ebola is a type of virus very similar to hepatitis, chickenpox, HIV, where it hides out. It doesn't go away completely. So as we are looking at, doing viral loads and viral counts, and we can't find any counts, it could hide out someplace and then reactivate. That's something I think Epstein-Barr virus does. I want them to study more Epstein-Barr because I don't get it. I see people with mono, and they didn't get it from anybody they kissed. They, they weren't around anybody who had it. Makes me think that you get it, and then all of a sudden it decides to activate. But it kind of activates when people are young. It's a very interesting virus. I kind of want to look at that a little more. So, what should we do with people who had Ebola? How should we handle this? Well, here's a concern, okay? You recover from Ebola. Now you're in a relationship. You're feeling fine. No viral count. They say, look, we've checked your semen. It's not there. Go have relations with your wife. All right. Okay. The wife starts to hear this news going, well, I'll pass. Okay. Yeah, but I'm free of virus, honey. I'm clear. I'm in the clear. What I recommend, okay, as we watch and wait for more research, et cetera, until they tell us this is a virus that doesn't hide out and can't reactivate, I would just recommend condoms, okay? All right, if your viral load is nil, we're probably okay from saliva standpoint and from kissing. But I'm not completely sold on you not transmitting this sexually. Even if they say after 9 months it's gone and they don't see it anymore, a big concern I have is what if you reactivate? and then you don't know, or you shed it, right? And you don't get checked as often as you should. I mean, should people with Ebola be constantly checked for viral load? And maybe their blood viral load is fine, but it's in the breast milk, or it's in, you know, semen, or it's in other, bodily fluids. So, this is very interesting. So obviously we don't have any more details on what's going on with the nurse, but when they say complication, you know, a lot of you guys ask me about the terminology that doctors use. Okay. When somebody uses the word complication, complication means that something happened as a result of a medical issue they had. Okay. So, I go and get my appendix out. It comes out, everything's fine. I go home, but then I have an infection at the wound site. That would be called a complication. We wouldn't call it a brand new skin infection. We would call it a skin infection that was a complication of X, Y, and Z. So with her being in the hospital and they're saying a complication, they're not saying, oh, yeah, she went to the hospital because she had a tooth abscess. They're saying it was a complication. So that kind of signifies that something happened prior. So one of her prior medical ailments now is either reactivating or she has an issue. Does she have a pneumonia? Okay. Well, does she have a pneumonia that's a complication from Ebola, or does she just have pneumonia? So when they use that she was hospitalized for a quote unquote complication, that to me means it's something that happened from before. And so anytime you guys have any questions, because I know you read your medical reports and they're pretty scary, you can always email me at drdahlia.com. You may want to, you know, because of privacy purposes, you may want to block out the name, date of birth, anything like that. But if you want me to look at your reports, tell you what they mean, please go ahead and do that. You can also call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of my patients was in the hospital and she got a scan of her chest, and as she was leaving, they said you could go. So as she's leaving, there's a gentleman there checking her out, you know, and getting her paperwork and having her sign some release papers. She goes, well, what did the CAT scan show? And he goes, well, she's like, can I talk to the doctor? He's like, well, he's busy. I'll tell you, it looks like you have neoplasm. Neoplasm, what's that? I don't know. It says it looks like you have a neoplasm. So she leaves and she comes to me scared to death. And I said, no, it says free of neoplasm, meaning you don't have one. She's like, what the heck? I have been scared to death all week. You know, can you imagine? So what I recommend you guys do is always get a copy of any report that you get, okay? And run it by somebody. And if you don't have access to a doctor, run it by me, because I don't want you sitting home scared. That's scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Feedlot. attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Johnson & Johnson has been ordered to pay $72 million for cancer death linked to talcum powder. They were ordered by a Missouri state jury to pay that kind of money to the damages to the family of a woman whose death from ovarian cancer was linked to her use of the company's talc-based baby powder and shower-to-shower for several decades. In a verdict announced late yesterday, the jurors in the Circuit Court of St. Louis awarded the family of Jacqueline Fox $10 million of actual damages and $62 million of punitive damages. The verdict is the first by a U.S. jury to award damages over the claims. This is crazy. That's a lot. Ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson faces several hundred lawsuits claiming that it, in an effort to boost sales, failed for decades to warn customers that its talc-based products could cause cancer. Fox lived in Birmingham, Alabama. She claims she used baby powder and shower to shower for feminine hygiene for more than 35 years before diagnosed 3 years ago with ovarian cancer. She died in October at the age of 62. Jurors found Johnson & Johnson liable for fraud, negligence, and conspiracy, according to the family lawyers. Deliberators lasted for hours, 4 hours, following a three-week trial. Beasley, a lawyer for Fox's family, said Johnson & Johnson knew as far back as the 1980s of the risk and yet resorted to lying to the public, lying to the regulatory agencies. This is at a conference call. He spoke with a journalist. According to Carol Goodrich of Johnson & Johnson, says, we have no higher responsibility than the health and safety of consumers, and we are disappointed with the outcome of the trial. We sympathize with the patient's family, but firmly believe the safety of cosmetic talc is supported by decades of scientific evidence. That's crazy. Ovarian cancer from talcum powder. Now, in October 2013, there was a federal jury in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, found that plaintiff Deanne Berg's use of Johnson & Johnson baby powder was a factor in her developing ovarian cancer, but they awarded no damages, court records show. Now, Valiant Pharmaceuticals now owns the shower-to-shower brand, but was not a defendant in the Fox case. So, talcum powder being used in that area could possibly be linked to ovarian cancer. This blows my mind. I mean, as a doctor, I have never been taught or trained to teach my patients to avoid talc. Now, we tell our patients to avoid douching. Okay, we've talked about that on the show. Because if they have an issue they're trying to mask, an odor, etc., why not get it checked out by the medical provider? You don't want to mask something. But somebody trying to stay fresh or free of, I don't know, yeast infection or etc., whatever they're using it for, I had no idea, and I apologize for, you know, not, you know, having that warning, you know, well known to me to send to you. I just hadn't heard that talcum powder that we use on babies, we use baby powder. I mean, we use powder on our babies. If there is an issue, if somebody truly thinks that talcum powder is cancer causing, then it needs to be off the shelves immediately. So I'm not sure what's going on with this case. I mean, this has a lot of ramifications. I mean, okay, so I have a lot of bikers and a lot of athletes. They come in, they get jock itch. They get rashes in the area from moisture, fungal, etc. I tell them to use powder. Okay, we tell them to use talcum powder. People many times do not want to use deodorant. They don't want to use deodorant because they're worried about the chemical changes and the endocrine disruption that has been anecdotally linked to antiperspirants and deodorants. And some people are worried about the aluminum used. So many of you have turned to talcum powder. So I'm going to get the Dr. Dahlia team on this. I don't know. They're asleep on the couch. Guys, wake up. Guys, I got a project for you to do. Huh? What? Anyway, I'll have the Dr. Dahlia team start working on what are the risks with talcum powder. But this is crazy. Now, all right, let's say talcum powder really doesn't cause ovarian cancer. How the heck could this case then have gone as far as it did? Well, one possibility is, okay, so they said that Johnson & Johnson was found guilty of fraud, negligence, and conspiracy. So if there was something that happened internally, where they got some data and then they got rid of it. Or if they, I guess, you know, said they were going to fire somebody for opening their mouth about something. I mean, you know, things like that, that get, excuse me, you know, that got brought up in court. Juries hate that. Okay, juries can't stand, you know, to hear somebody, especially a big wealthy company, sit there and, you know, cover stuff up or have internal issues or, you know, looking like Big Brother. So something like that could very easily sway an attorney, but I would really like to see the medical evidence, okay? Now, one thing that has concerned me is the breathing in the powder. I don't like spray on sunscreen because I don't want people to breathe that in. I don't like spray on aerosolized deodorant because I don't think that belongs in the lungs. Same thing with talcum powder. For years, I've told my husband, if you do use talcum powder, don't poof it where everybody's playing with the smoke. Be very, very direct. Provide a block, and then when you got to get the powder on his tushy, and boy, did my little babies, oh, the tushy's used to get so red because of the poo-poo, and you had to get all the tushies. So as you clean the little tushies, you would put a little bit of powder, but we would try and block the air. As soon as we put it on, we would move them from the area. So I always had an issue with the breathing. I would really like to know what the heck is going on, you know, from an ovarian cancer standpoint. Now, I think of the olden days, talc had asbestos in it, and I don't know if talc still has asbestos or not. I'm looking up here a study. Thank you. Somebody from the Dr. Dahlia team. You go back to sleep. Yeah, sorry to mess with your nap. Are you guys on the clock? They're on the clock. They're taking a nap. Oh, I'm so mad. They said in studies done in the lab, animals exposed to see if it caused tumors. Let me see here. Let me see. Studies in the lab to asbestos-free talc have had mixed results. This is according to cancer.org. Some showed tumor formation. Others did not. Ovarian cancer. It has been suggested that it may cause ovarian cancer if it travels up through the vagina, uterus, and fallopian tubes and gets up in there into the ovary. They say many studies in women have looked at the possible link between talcum powder and cancer of the ovary. Findings have been mixed, with some studies reporting a slightly increased risk and some reporting no increase. Many case control studies have found a small increase in risk, but these types of studies can be biased because they often rely on a person's memory of talc many years earlier. Now, for a lot of ladies and feminine products, etc., they didn't have what they have now. So now they got deodorant tampons and all sorts of stuff that people could use. You know, back then you had talcum powder and some vinegar and oil. I'm sorry, not vinegar and oil. Vinegar, sorry about that. No oil, please. All right, so lung cancer. They said some studies of talc miners and millers have suggested increased risk of lung cancer and other respiratory diseases. Others have found no increase in lung cancer risk. These studies have been complicated by the fact that talc in its natural form has asbestos. So unlike the purified talc, are the miners or people working underground being exposed to asbestos or even radon? They say right now, no increased risk of lung cancer when it comes to cosmetic talcum powder. So what about endometrial cancer? They're looking at that. Again, we don't have anything full on saying avoid talcum powder. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks, you will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life once.